This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration concluding that Harvard University failed to protect Jewish students from harassment and is now threatening to cut all federal funding from the school if it fails to take action. It's the latest intensification in the White House's battle with the Ivy League school, which has lost more than $2.5 billion in federal funding after rejecting a list of federal demands calling for changes. The Senate is back in session debating the president's budget bill.
Talk about the political reality here, which is John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, already lost two Republicans on that key procedural vote over the weekend. They are not expected to flip from no to yes on final passage of this bill, which is going to come really hours from now at this point. So he can only afford to lose one more.
ABC's Jay O'Brien on Capitol Hill. Two firefighters shot and killed by a gunman who police say ambushed them as they tried to put out the fire he'd set on a mountain near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is brought on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
New Marquette poll results show how Wisconsinites feel about some of the key issues in state budget negotiations. Savannah Tomei Olson focuses on the top two.
Republicans have stood firm that their top priority is a tax cut. The poll shows a majority of Wisconsinites support using at least some of the state's more than $4 billion surplus to lower taxes. Poll director Charles Franklin.
It's clear that there's a lot of support for a substantial tax cut.
Meanwhile, for Governor Tony Evers and Democrats, one of their top priorities is funding for K-12 schools. However, tax cuts have grown to be more of a priority among Wisconsinites.
Are you more concerned with reducing property taxes or more concerned with increasing funding for public schools? 57% say they're more concerned with property taxes, 43% more concerned with funding schools. This has undergone a huge change over time.
The problem here is that when state lawmakers give less taxpayer money to schools, districts are proposing referendums just to stay afloat. So then residents often end up paying higher taxes anyway. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Department of Public Instruction launches a new public school finance reporting portal. The DPI says the public will be able to download, sort, search, and access information through the portal at no cost. State Superintendent of Public Instruction Jill Underley says that will increase fiscal transparency and help Wisconsinites understand how their local districts and schools operate financially. Through the portal, you can access data on school district referenda, tax levies, and the status of required education agency reports. You can access the portal by visiting the DPI website.
I'm Joanne Krulatz.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a three-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor Megill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason. And, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today. So it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated shower or a storm around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high of 82. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows near 60. On Tuesday, the first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it's 70 at our studios.
Seat just this one time, please.
No, not yet.
But why? because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
Matt Rothschild and Angela Lang step into the host chairs, and they're joined by Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin to discuss Donald Trump's threats to Wisconsinites' health care. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call, text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up later on this hour after the 10:30 news, we are going to learn about the We Got This Garden in Milwaukee. Alex Brusnan is the executive director of We Got This. It's a chance to get kids involved in growing their own food.
Nice.
Which is a really great thing. So we're going to talk to Alex all about We Got This. And thank you to the listener who sent us this contact, by the way, said you should talk to these people.
And how can people, Jane, if they want to send us an idea for a guest, an idea for a segment, or maybe send us a this shouldn't be a thing suggestion, how would they go about getting in touch?
The easiest way to contact this program, super easy. Jane Says, send an email to Jane Says, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Like Greg said, if you ever have a guest that you think we should talk to, if there's something going on in your town, it might be Oshkosh, could be Hayward, could be anywhere.
Anywhere in Wisconsin.
Absolutely. Or maybe you have a business that you think should get highlighted on Beyond the Cheese, mm-hmm. where we have a business on once a month outside of the dairy industry. Just send all that stuff to Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off with this. We've been talking a lot about the budget bill that is being debated as we speak in Washington right now, and also the state budget bill, which today's the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
They can't come to an agreement today, then we're just going to go back to previous spending limits. This is from WPR, a program supporting Wisconsin kids for the last 20 years, is now at risk of losing its dedicated federal funding. Community learning centers serve 20,000 kids at over 160 sites across Wisconsin. The federal program supports kids at high poverty schools through before and after programs, offering academic and social programs and free meals for kids who need it. Last year, the State Department of Public Instruction got about $19 million to fund it. Donald Trump's budget will eliminate this grant. That's the only federal funding stream dedicated to this after-school and summer learning programs.
$19 million.
Which is it's a pittance.
It's not even. It's a pittance. It is so many zeros after that decimal point when it comes to the totality of the U.S. budget, which I think when we talked about it last week, we were talking about a $33 million cut to a $7.6 trillion budget spending plan. $19 million.
And I guess what is astonishing to me as we talk about this more and more and more, and we talk about these cuts, $12 million here, $19 million there, they're doing all these cuts, and yet this bill is going to raise the deficit by like $3 trillion.
And that is something that Republicans have said out loud. This is not a Democratic talking point. This is not liberal.
Tom Tillis said that out
Tom
loud.
Tom Tillis. There have been plenty of Republicans. The CBO has said this. And, you know, I hate to belie the point again and again and again, but these cuts we hear about just are based in cruelty. Like, this is, they just want to cut anything that helps people. $19 million to help kids, and you want to, again, we go over and over, Jane, about the long-term planning of it all, the lack of the long-range
goals. The lack
of
foresight.
At least from a political standpoint. From a political standpoint, say, hey, we kept this program. It was $19 million. We raised it to $22 million because it's still nothing. And we're going to take care of our kids. But you said it yourself, in high-poverty schools. And the problem is Republicans, when they hear that, they think of Madison and Milwaukee immediately. Because, you know, there's no poverty anywhere else.
Obviously not.
None.
No.
Everywhere else
just like there's no crime either anywhere else in Wisconsin except the two biggest population centers.
Yeah. So they hear that and it's like, well, why would I cut that? Why would I keep that? Those kids, it's poverty schools. It's Madison and Milwaukee. They don't vote for us anyway. So, So all this comes to a point of these cuts just seem to be, I mean, Medicaid, Medicare, SNAP, this poverty program, I mean, school for kids in poverty schools. This all is based in a level of cruelty that just seems exact and purposeful because they know that these individuals, these folks who take Medicaid, folks who take Medicare, folks who are on SNAP, they don't have bargaining power. They don't have lobbying money. They don't have the ability to walk into an office and get a meeting immediately with the person at the top. So why wouldn't they cut them? They're nothing. They don't matter to us. That's how I feel about it.
President Trump's budget will eliminate this grant again for after-school and summer learning programs. This is part of $12 billion cuts to the U.S. Department of Education that would start October 1st. This amounts to a 15% cut to the agency's budget. This would fulfill Trump's commitments to maintain funding to school district serving kids from low-income families, but reflects an agency responsibly winding down.
Oh.
And let's not forget Donald Trump campaigned that he was going to eliminate the Department of Education. That's why Linda McMahon from the world of pro wrestling is heading up our Department of Education.
Don't forget, failed candidate for governor and senator,
too. Forgot. That's right. She did.
I mean, and if you've watched the cavalcade of buffoonery that has been these budget conferences they've been having with the Congress, whether it's RFK Jr., Cash Patel, but in this manner, let's talk about Linda McMahon. She knows nothing about this. This person is beyond not qualified, where she constantly has to look at the people around her for answers, get notes passed to her.
She gets note cards.
And when she's bereft of words, which coming from the world of wrestling is hilarious to me, but when she's bereft of words, she does the great thing of, I'll get back to you on that.
Well, they've all done that.
Yeah, just short of saying, can I get you an answer in 2 weeks?
That is pretty much the administration response to everything.
2 weeks, everybody.
Everything's coming in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Everything's going to be here in 2 weeks. Trump said that over the weekend, this TikTok deal.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. TikTok deal coming in 2 weeks. We got a buyer for it. I'll tell you who it is in 2 weeks. Okay.
Yeah. It is not even a lack of long range planning, Jane. It's just a matter. It's not even a question for them. It's not even. They're not gaming anything out other than just staying in office. So there is here's the long range planning for them. It's staying in office. It's not the health of the country.
That is the plan. You're absolutely right.
It's not the people. It's not because, you know, when young children have the funding cut for their programs, you know what they immediately do? They reach down and they grab them bootstraps. They pull on them real hard and they all become millionaires because that is the way America does it.
Well, get out in the fields, kids. Come on.
Yeah.
Let's go start picking some stuff.
Make yourself useful.
In Wisconsin, more than 600,000 students have been served by community learning centers over the last 20 years. School leaders say families are going to get hurt if the grant is cut and local funds can't make up the difference. Leighton Cooper, a rec coordinator with the Milwaukee Recreation Department, oversees these community learning centers. He says when we talk about the proposed impact, this loss of money will have the numbers speak for themselves. The rec department is part of Milwaukee Public Schools. It serves more than 5,000 kids at over 30 centers across the city. These cuts happen. These students will no longer have access to meals, recreation, or academic achievement. Do we want our kids to do better in school?
Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, I believe that's something, once again.
Or is the only answer private schools? The only answer now is privatization. And send them to it. Get a voucher. Send them to private school.
Yeah.
That's the only answer.
And as we know, Jane, that money just comes out of the sky. That's just sky money that comes down and pays for school. Oh, no, that's right. It's our tax money.
It is our tax money, yeah. In Green Bay, Emmy Fish is the Associate Director of Community Partnerships for the Green Bay Area Public School District. She says she doesn't want to alarm families, but there are more than 800 students enrolled at community centers across Green Bay. They depend on about $600,000 in federal money, which Fish says cannot be replaced by local dollars. And again, $600,000 in the grand scheme of things is not that much.
$600,000, I mean, it's $19 million. It's $19 million. And before anyone says it, do not look to the state for help. They won't even give you $50 million for reading.
That they already approved.
Yeah. We spoke to Charlie Pittman earlier in the show, in the last hour.
They've given out $10 million of it. The other 40, they're still sitting on.
And it goes away as of today.
As of today.
So they can pat themselves on the back and say, we gave you some. And Robin Voss can say, we gave you more money than ever. Because you didn't give them any money in the first place. So $10 million is great, but that is 1/20th of what's available. The rest goes away. I think I did that math right. I'm my head off the top of the dome.
Sounded good to me.
But do not look to the state for help. They will not give it to you. They don't want to pay for clean water or for education or hospitals. They're not going to get in the way. They're not going to start funding programs that help after school kids in poverty schools. That's just not what's going to happen. This is going to go away. And people may lose their jobs, too, because if these programs pay those adults to be there to execute the programming, then they're going to be without a job. So, again, I'm not even talking about long-term planning. I'm just talking about like 6 months down the road. This is, it's cruel.
Well,
it's
cruel. But it's, again, Doge came in with the mission of just cut things. So without looking at specifics, without going into the weeds about what does every agency do and who do they cover and what is covered and how does it work? They just went in with an axe and started hacking at stuff.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, the agency realized, oh my gosh, the guy who has the nuclear codes, we fired him 2 weeks ago. Maybe we should bring him back.
And if this is enraging you at all, if this is making you very upset, if this is frustrating you, or at least asking the question, you can go to myvote.wi.gov.
Take advantage of it.
Take advantage of it. Put your information in. They're going to give you a list of all of your representatives from your common council all the way up to the president. There are phone numbers provided. You call those offices. You tell them what's on your mind. If this is something, if you are a parent, a person, or if you're a child listening to this right now and you are affected by this, call your reps. Tell them how you're feeling. If enough people call, they sometimes take action.
Well, and I really do think that that's one of the reasons why this Mike Lee from Utah provision to sell off our public lands, I think there was so much pushback on it that they heard from so many constituents that they ended up pulling it out.
Yeah.
So sometimes if we make enough noise, it can actually make a difference.
If we all make a noise together, they can't not hear us.
Make a great noise.
I will never say that sentence again.
When we return, we didn't ask for this. But they're going to do it anyway.
Oh.
Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
from the center, WRCE.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter. Experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers. Through CPR education and access to AEDs, nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Another way you can contact us. If you have the Civic Media app, not only can you call and text directly from the app, but now you can leave a voice note.
A what?
So you download the Civic Media app, which is absolutely free. And along, once you pick your favorite station, which would be perhaps WAUK, where we broadcast, that's our signal that we broadcast on. You pick WAUK, and then you have 3 options that will come up, and you can call, or you can text, or you can leave a voice note.
Mm-hmm.
And you click that, and then you speak into your phone and record your message, and then you send it to us.
Yeah.
And we can listen back to it.
We appreciate that.
And then we can play it on the air.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great.
I think it's another great way of getting in touch with us.
And a great way to take part in our wonderful contests. Fridays now, Free Ticket Fridays are back. So coming up this Friday, we will have a keyword for you from 9 to 11. You use the app to text that in, and you are in the running for a 4-pack of tickets to see the Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, baby. Free wow. Ticket Fridays, you get 5 chances, starting with Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, our show, Tom Hartman 11 to 2, then Todd 2 to 4, and Maggie Dawn 4 to 6 p.m. So just make sure you download that Civic Media app.
And something to remember for this week especially, I want to start saying this now so everyone remembers, this Friday is the 4th of July.
It is.
Jane, Calvin, and I will not be here, but not only will we have a highly curated best of episode for you, but there will be a keyword on that episode.
We're still having Free Ticket Fridays on Friday.
It's a new, fresh word. It will work in your phone. So still stay tuned. Listen for that show and listen for that keyword. And I just wanted to say that will be for the Friday, July 11th game against Washington. So
nice.
Yes. Free Ticket Friday still happening, even though it's a holiday. And even though Jane, Calvin, myself will not be here, keep it locked in always in Civic Media because it's going to be a great, fun episode. I hear that audio sorbet is something to be
It's a good one. It's one of our favorites. Yeah. So join us coming up this Friday, 4th of July. We will be there to keep you company as you're having your cookouts in the backyard and whatever it is that
maybe
you're
on a pontoon boat.
That would,
where's my invite?
We need to be boated, Jason. That's what we need. Yes, as we mentioned before we went to the break, nobody asked for this, but they're going to give it to us anyway, Greg Bach. Congressman says nobody asked for the IRS to be Americans' tax preparer. Applauds efforts to shut down the IRS indirect file program. They had debuted this a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
You could file your taxes for free via the federal government. It was kind of a pilot program.
What I really love about that headline, because that is the headline, that is that is what he said. I'm just trying to find the actual. Yeah. Nobody asked for the IRS to be America's tax preparer. I don't know if this congressman knows how the internet works. Because you file this message going out to Representative Jason Smith, who's from Missouri. You're not sending the information to a bunch of guys in a room who are writing things down. You're just putting it in a website.
You're filling out a form.
The form crunches the numbers and then it gets sent to the IRS and then it's at the IRS. But here's the thing, Jane, is you're eliminating a middleman.
Oh, what would that be like? I don't know. Tax preparing companies like. Yes. H&R Block and other companies that we have to pay
TurboTax
to file our taxes. Yes. Would they have perhaps been lobbying against this
for a long time? Yeah, Jane.
Big shocker there.
Yeah. So I just love this idea because this just goes back to the notion of like the lawmaker a long time ago who said the internet's a series of tubes. Like nobody asked for the IRS to be America's tax preparer. We're not asking the IRS to be our tax. We're just saying, here's a website, put some numbers in, and there you go. If your taxes are super complicated, you have a tax person.
Right. And you're not going to be able to use this.
Yes.
But remember when Paul Ryan was still in office and he talked about the tax and spend and all? We're going to be able to fill out our taxes on a postcard, you guys.
Yep.
No. That still hasn't happened. And the direct file program was very, very popular, according to taxpayers and voters on all sides. There was a poll conducted in April. 82% of likely voters supported expanding direct file to all Americans. But it's okay, you guys. Mr. Smith, we didn't ask for it, so they're going to take it away.
Yeah.
Even though it was really popular and a lot of us would have liked to have seen it expanded.
Nobody asked for it, maybe. No, actually, that's not true. People have asked for it. There have been advocate groups who have asked for a system like this. So it has been asked for and it has been used and it has been liked by many people. So, Mr. Smith, I don't know who you're speaking to. Either you are inept of the info or lying to our faces. But again,
he's doing this for us, Greg. Last year, 90% of surveyed users about this direct file rated their experience as excellent or above average. So let's kill it.
Yep. This is more fraud, Jane.
I gotta take care of my donors, my TurboTax people,
H&R
Block, and all those. Yeah, let's find out who Mr. Smith's donors are.
Yeah,
we'll check on that while we go to the news. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Vast, statewide, countrywide. You can get us global if you have the app. Civic Media Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The University of Wisconsin-Madison has been named by Princeton Review as one of 209 best value colleges for 2025, a ranking that recognizes universities for their stellar academics, affordable cost, and strong career prospects for graduates. Princeton Review gave UW-Madison a return on investment rating of 91/99 based on alumni surveys covering starting and mid-career salaries and career social impact, as well as academic rating, financial aid rating, and college costs. Among public schools, UW was ranked number 17 for best value, number 7 for best financial aid, number 16 for schools making an impact, and number 14 for best alumni networks. The financial aid ranking measures how much aid a school awards and how satisfied students are with the aid. The school's Making an Impact rating is based on student responses to questions about community service opportunities, student government, sustainability efforts, and on-campus student engagement. A legendary Wisconsin Dells attraction is turning 80 years old. The Wisconsin State Journal reports the Dells Army Duck started in 1946 when Milwaukee native Melvin Flath bought two of the amphibious assault vehicles and brought them to the Dells. Since then, the Flath family has bought more than 150 of the vintage vehicles. The Ducks tour the Lower Dells and the Wisconsin River, letting visitors see the canyons carved by the river. A special celebration is set for the 4th of July, including a cookout and fireworks. A Red Cross blood drive will be held today from 1 to 6 at the American Legion Clubhouse in Plain. To make an appointment, call 1-800-RED-CROSS. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Attention, avid readers, if there are still any left. You can never have enough psychological thrillers, as far as I'm concerned, and thanks to Amazon, there is a new one on the way based on a best-selling book. The streamer has purchased rights to Freda McFadden's The Tenant, which has been atop the New York Times bestseller chart for 7 weeks. The story follows Blake Porter, a marketing executive who loses his job and takes in a boarder to help make ends meet. You can imagine how that goes. Tough to find a good roommate, much less one who won't try to kill you. If you haven't been to Summerfest yet but have been meaning to go, you still have time. One more weekend, to be specific. The third and final weekend of one of the world's biggest music festivals kicks off again this Thursday, July 3rd. This upcoming weekend's music lineup includes Benson Boone, Fountains of Wayne, Social Distortion, John Oates, Without Hall, that doesn't seem right, Everclear, and the Lumineers. Hot fun in the summertime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an isolated shower or a storm around this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny skies with a high of 82. For tonight, mostly clear skies with lows near 60. On Tuesday, the first day of July, looks like a good one. Sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. Right now, 72 degrees.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I talk Action Wisconsin and film incentives with Jeffrey Kurz and Nathan Deming. And Kurt Newman of the legendary Bodines joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I went to a garden party to reminisce.
Good morning and welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach and Cal B on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Delighted to be joined by our next guest. And thank you to Sue from Franklin, who is the one who emailed us at janesays@civicmedia.us and said, you should talk to these people. So Alex Bresnan is here. He is the executive director of We Got This Milwaukee. Alex, thank you so much for being here. How are you doing this morning?
Real good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Again, one of our listeners had reached out to us and said, you should talk to this organization. They're fantastic. So tell us a little bit about We Got This in Milwaukee and it's a gardening project essentially that you do, right?
Yeah. So we're located in the 53206 zip code. 53206 is the poorest zip code in the state of Wisconsin. And our zip code has over 800 vacant lots that the city owns. And it's a ton of land, a tremendous amount of land. And, you know, anytime a piece of property isn't owned by an individual or an organization, I mean, it's taken care of, but it tends to be a liability yep. more than an asset.
Sure. And
so, you know, we got this, was started about 15 years ago by a man named Andre Lee Ellis, and we take vacant lots inside the city of Milwaukee, specifically right around our neighborhood, and we transform them into gardens. And we do that by employing young people from the neighborhood on Saturday mornings in the summer. So last Saturday or yesterday, we had about 150 kids come out, and they're slowly building out these garden spaces in the neighborhood.
That's really cool.
That's amazing.
That is cool. This must be a first for some of these kids to be this active in gardening, I would imagine.
Gardening and work in general. And, you know, I think as adults, we take for granted, you know, we go to work, we do things, and we provide an income for ourselves and for our family. But kids in my neighborhood, I live around the corner from the We Got This Garden. You know, kids in my neighborhood don't necessarily get that first opportunity. When I was 12, I was mowing my neighbor's lawn, and she gave me $10 after it. And you learn, okay, I do work that has a value and that I'm paid for that work.
Right.
You know, in our neighborhood, you don't have those opportunities. So yes, for many of the kids, it's their very first work opportunity, which is great. We love that because we get to teach them, here is how you work. There's a difference between work and play, and, you know, work requires effort. And we'll walk you through that process, but we do expect, you know, you to be working when you're at work.
Well, and it's, as you said, though, Alex, it's just the basics of you have to show up on time. You have people who
are, I have to tell you about that in a second.
Yeah, but I mean, I knew someone who was a teacher at a high school, and he was in charge of the theater department, and they had a spring play every year. And one year, the kid who was the lead actor in the play just didn't show up. And he said, well, I had something else to do. It's a commitment. Yeah, you have to stay with this.
And I'm really glad you brought up showing up on time. So we have a capacity at We Got This. So, you know, throughout the year, we collect donations, and, you know, the kids are paid through the donations to the organization. We're a 501c3. And so somewhere in the late winter, early spring, we set our capacity based, you know, how much money we have divided by 12 weeks of the summer program. That's how many kids can show up.
Sure.
So our capacity is somewhere around between 125 and 150. And we have we've established a little bit of notoriety in the neighborhood to the point where kids are showing up earlier and earlier and earlier. The first kid showed up on Saturday at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we start at 8. So
wow.
Just to get a spot. And we reached capacity at 7:40. And unfortunately, we had to turn some kids away because we only got so much money.
Right.
But yeah, it's and we expect, you know, each week progressively throughout the rest of the summer that we'll reach capacity earlier and earlier, which has been what's happened historically.
So it's essentially, though, once you reach your max, that's it. That whoever shows up that day who wants to take part, you're going to take it's first come, first serve.
Correct.
And are you seeing kids coming through, like, every week. Like, you see the same faces coming through, and they're like, it's like a job to them. It's a once a week job for them. They're doing the thing, and you know, I gotta get up at 5:30. Gotta get over to the site and get my spot.
Yeah, we have a lot of regular kids. I would say about of the 150, about 20% were new this past week. So we still get some new kids, you know, word of mouth. But we have a lot of returners. And this year we've really started to add different layers of leadership into the programming. And so we have dedicated student leaders that help lead little groups. I was a school teacher and an administrator for 15 years. And so we run it like you would run a school. So there's different classes that the kids go into, and that's just the group that they're a part of. But we have like some of that, some of those, what would be like the teacher of the group is a 19-year-old that was in the program the last 3 years. And so we try to keep establishing different layers of leadership so that, you know, kids can kind of grow as we grow and then take on more responsibility.
That's so valuable, Alex. Jeez. Seriously, though, to give some of these kids the opportunity to learn what it takes to manage what it learned. I mean, it's just this hands-on experience that's just got to make such a difference for these kids. If you're just joining us, Alex Brusnan is our guest. We're talking about the We Got This Garden that is in Milwaukee and runs over the summer. And I'm, what do you hear from these kids after the first month? Say that they've been returning for a month. What are you hearing from some of these kids?
Well, you know, when the kids get paid out at the end of the day on Saturday, you know, I'm pretty aware of the fact that I have to, like, ask them these specific questions. You know, what did you learn? And then they'll tell me, okay, I learned, you know, whatever the gardening task was. I learned how to plant potatoes because we planted potatoes yesterday. I would say, you know, 9 out of 10 kids will tell you they had a good time. Because, you know, work, you're supposed to enjoy the work that you do.
Right.
And as an adult, you strive for that, right? You want to be doing these things that you enjoy. And then we talk a ton about what you're proud of. Because most of the kids live in the neighborhood. And they'll walk by we have a garden that we installed next to a liquor store. So we call it the liquor store garden. And so, you know, some of the kids live next to the liquor store garden and walk by it all the time. And so you'll hear from them like, oh, I was walking by on Thursday and I saw the zinnias coming up because we're growing some flowers over there. And, you know, they'll tell me, OK, well, you know, I was reminded of when I put those boxes together or I filled those boxes or I planted those flowers. And so you can tell, you know, it's doing something in the neighborhood in terms of creating a sense of pride in the community.
And it's something they're going to remember, too. I mean, also, like, just the notion of them walking past the garden and not just say, like, to hear a child say the zinnias are coming in is something that would make me so happy. But also to look at me like, oh, I make sure next week you water it a little bit more or do this thing because I'm noticing.
Right.
Like, they're also understanding the process of how plants and gardening works, that they can troubleshoot something maybe in someone else's garden. Like, oh, I used to work in a gardening place and I can tell you need more water or you need this soil. And that is something you can be proud of, but that's also an employable skill.
Yeah. Yeah. And we talk about that a lot. You know, the little tasks that you do, all a job is a set of, or a series of little tasks that you do, and you try to do them at a high level. And so you can take, you know, what you learned here, you may not go and be a gardener, but if you work construction, you know, you got to learn how to measure and cut and make sure that it looks right and, you know, have a high attention to detail. And so we talk about all those things. So each at sort of towards the end of the workday, the kids sit in a circle with their group leader and we have a series of questions that they kind of run through, really because we want them to reflect on the experience that they're having. Yes, you get $20 and that's cool and fun. And we have a dedicated group of lunch ladies that come and provide lunch right at the end of it. But we want you to stop and think for a second, you know, what did you do? How did you add value to the community? Because in our community, it's a struggle over here. There's not a lot of things that you can point at and look at and say, I added value to this. This gives kids an opportunity to say that they were able to do that.
I know. And I don't want to say it's only $20. It's $20. And to a kid, $20 is a lot. Is there any talk about like, hey, what am I going to do with this $20? Am I going to spend five on myself, put 15 away? Or do you have discussions on financial literacy with the pay they get?
Yeah, we do. We talk, and that's you know, two of the 12 weeks we'll talk about some of those financial literacy components, assets versus liabilities, and how to avoid going into debt. Nice. And okay, now you have this $20 and you've come for 10 weeks in a row. Now you have $200. You know, by the end of the summer, do you want $200 in your pocket to maybe buy yourself school clothes for the year? Or do you want to spend it at the corner store on Flamin' Hots or whatever kids buy?
And is there more leaning towards the Flamin' Hots? I'm just curious.
I think, you know, like I said, I worked in schools for a very long time. And part of my time was working at an alternative school. And you get some kids who have a really negative disposition towards school and work and sometimes just existing in the world.
Yeah.
But when you stop an individual and you have what you hopefully perceive to be a meaningful conversation with them about and help them think about what it might be like 10 weeks from now, mm-hmm. to have something that's a little bit different than you have today, you'd be surprised. A lot of them will say, yeah, I saved up my 20s and I went, you know, I don't know where they go, but
right.
Wherever they go to buy, you know, shoes or pants or clothes. A lot of times it's clothes for school.
Which is fantastic. Yeah. And I give them a lot of credit for that, because there are adults who cannot hang on to money and think about the long-term reward down the road.
Yeah.
You know, so that's a really valuable thing. I just think what you're doing is so important, especially if you are not seeing that in your community or your family history.
Right.
It's just so important. Alex Brosnan is our guest. He is the executive director of We Got This Garden here in Milwaukee.
And I think that there must be some kids who think, you know, I'm just going to go garden and get $20. And then after the summer, like, oh, no, I've learned a whole host of things. Because it's not, because that's the thing. Everything you've been talking to us about, Alex, is not just the gardening is a component, but it's just it's a piece of the entire puzzle that they walk away and go, oh, I got lessons in life from this.
Yeah, whether they like it or not. I'm going to make sure that they get them.
I wanted to buy Takis, but man, I bought good shoes for school.
Instead. Oh. Alex, we only have about 2 minutes left. Is there a big banquet at the end of the summer? I mean, with all of the stuff that they've harvested and stuff?
Sure. So all the food is given out to the community. So kids take the food when it's harvested. They can take it home with them. Otherwise, it's just given back out to the community.
Awesome.
We do at the end of the season, we have, just our end of the year celebration. And we'll do like a big back to school kind of giveaway. And so we'll source things. I should mention our website, wegotthismke.com. We have an Amazon wish list that will be more focused towards end of the year items. A couple thousand dollars worth of back to school items have been donated in the past, and we anticipate will be donated again just to give out to the kids. And so we do kind of a big celebration.
We're going to include your link in our show notes so people can find out if they want to get involved. Do you use volunteers? I would imagine you do.
Yeah. And actually, you called me the executive director, but I'm just a volunteer. We're all volunteers. We have no paid staff. 75% of our budget goes directly to the kids. The rest is to pay the taxes and the water. And buy dirt. You got to buy dirt a lot. So, Jane, if a listener wanted to follow along, we have a podcast that kind of is like a weekly recap. It's called the 53206 Cast. If a listener wanted to follow along, we give weekly updates on We Got This.
Fantastic.
Year. I'll put that in the show notes as well.
Alex Brosnan is with We Got This Garden Milwaukee. It's been so interesting, Alex. Thank you so much for your time. Really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Coming up, we'll wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing, Hush Your Mouth Edition. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And it's all right. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues
issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night. And today, the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can also leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. So great to talk to Alex Bresnan from We Got This Garden, Milwaukee. If you would like to learn more, check out the show notes at civicmedia.us. Greg is working on them as we speak. We have links to just about everybody that we talk to and articles that we talk about and all those things. You will find them at civicmedia.us. Click on shows and go to Matinee on Air. Tomorrow is July.
Whatever. Good Lord.
I remember... at the end of June, May, we said, tomorrow is June. It's like, how did this happen? Yes, tomorrow is the 1st of July.
I remember when it was like, hey, 2025 is already here. My goodness.
Pat Kreitlow from Up North, or Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, will be joining us tomorrow after 9:35. He had a wonderful explainer last week about the Wisconsin Supreme Court decision regarding the maps in Wisconsin and some other things that the Wisconsin Supreme Court came down with last week. So Pat will be joining us tomorrow after the 9:30 news. I hope you can do so as well. Calvin, 10:54, that means it's time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, janesays at civicmedia.us. This is from Scripps News. Nobody with the byline. Headline reads...
Nobody wanted it.
Kings Island visitors warned to keep mouth closed on amusement park rides because of cicadas. This is from last month. Brood 14 out and about in Mason, bringing uninvited guests to one of the area's biggest attractions, Kings Island in Mason, Ohio. I've heard a lot about this from friends who are big roller coaster fans. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be fabulous, Kings Island. Yeah. Roller coasters, everything else. Unfortunately, Brood 14 of cicadas were so bad this year that they had to tell people going on rides to make sure they kept their mouths closed. So you didn't get a mouthful of cicada.
That to me is just a free meal at a park because food is expensive there. You want to get a funnel cake? Some it's like good, $40.
Good protein there in those cicadas.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, several people shared their experiences of cicadas joining them at the amusement park, including Mom Hope Daniels, who shared the moment when her son Oliver realized a cicada landed on him. He loves all things bugs and earth, but when it comes to cicadas, I don't know if it's the legs or whatever, they creep him out. She was one of many sharing their cicada-filled trip to this amusement park. I think we're starting to embrace and make them our friends. We're taking them with us everywhere. On roller coasters.
In our hair.
In our hair. Enjoy the cicadas when you're on the ride, but keep your mouth closed.
To me, that's very funny, actually. Chris on the text line says, what about one in the eye? Ouch. Absolutely. Those things are like hard shell little tacos coming right at you.
So you're still going to be bombarded with cicadas in your face.
But the notion of like, let's think about it. Like, all right, the advice is to keep your mouth closed while being on the roller coaster. You think to yourself, okay, I'll just do that. What do you do on a roller coaster when it goes down the big hill?
You just scream.
You scream. So it's either can you imagine just a car full of no voices or just nothing? It's dead silence as you're just like,
nobody says a word.
How about we just wait until cicada season is over and then we go?
I'm thinking, what about little Devo helmets?
Little Devo.
With a little face shield.
Oh, that's.
And then they can be pink, pink.
And you can scream all you hear want.
And you can scream and you can see them bouncing off your shield. I'm trying to help.
Just the notion. I just go back to the conversation we had last year. I love that cicadas have evolved in a way where they come back at odd times. So to because predators can't understand.
Yes, to throw them off.
To throw them off.
Like, yes.
How do we stay alive? Let's come back in 17
they
years.
They will never see us coming.
Exactly.
They will never see us coming.
Unless you're on a roller coaster, then they're coming right for your face.
Apparently, things have gotten a little bit better since last month. But there have been some pretty amusing photos taken because you can always get photos of you riding down the and everybody's riding with their lips shut going.
Every day the show is called, every day the segment's called something and you wanted to call it the wee edition. I'm like, I can't spell that. We're having so much fun. I can't.
That wraps up today's edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up, news is on the way, followed by Tom Hartman from 11 to 2. Todd Alba, we have Trigby and Pat Kreitlow, guest hosting for Todd Alba today. And for Maggie Dawn today from 4 to 6, it's Matt Rothschild and the wonderful Angela Lang.
Love Angela.
Love
Lang
Angela
so much.
As well. So keep it right here. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and get the chance to share it. News is coming up next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network, and we'll see you tomorrow.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This could be a pivotal day for Senate Republicans who are racing to meet President Trump's July 4th deadline to pass legislation that includes $4 trillion in tax breaks and billions in Medicare cuts. The wildfire in northern Idaho was intentionally set, investigators say, to lure first responders to the scene to be the victims of sniper fire. On the scene, ABC's Alex Stone.
They were responding to what is seemingly just a routine call of a wildfire, and as they arrived, they began taking sniper fire, but a lot that they're trying to figure out now. Who was he? What was the motive in all of this? Are there any more weapons up on this mountain? They found them based on his cell phone of a lack of movement. They could see that there was a cell phone signal coming out. They zeroed in on that, and then they found him dead.
Deliberations beginning today in the sex trafficking and racketeering trial of Sean Combs, who could face life in prison if convicted on all counts. The judge reading final instructions to the jury. This is ABC News.